We're holding daf lamed tes. The Mishnah daf lamed tes. V'yelu yirokois shodem yoytze behem yedei chavosim apesach. These are the different type of vegetables, yirokois, that you are yoytze, the mitzvah, doesn't say which mitzvah, on Pesach by night, which means the mitzvah's morrow. The chazeres, the first one, and the first one you should use is chazeres. We'll see in the Gemara, that's Roman lettuce. The tamcho, you could be yoytze with a chrein, with a horseradish. Over charchavino, another type of a herb. Over ulshin, that's endives. Over mor, another type of a vegetable called mor, that's very bitter. So Rashi says, Elu yiroka shodim yoytzevim dechavosim bechazeres of tamcho v'ulshin, kulu beforest b'gemor. The Gemara will explain each one of these, what they are. Now, yoytzen bohen, when you want to eat these vegetables, to be yoytze the mitzvahs mor on Pesach by night, you can be yoytze by eating them. What does that mean? Bein lachin bein yiveshin. Whether they're wet, they're still fresh, or whether they're dried out, they're old already, still you could be yoytze. Even with an old Roman lettuce, you could be yoytze. Avoloi kvushin. But not if they're soaked. Kvushin means you like pickle them. Trashi kvushin b'chaymitz. In vinegar. You want to pickle these vegetables, that's no good. It doesn't have a tam morer anymore, you can't be yoytze mitzvahs morer if it's soaked. Voloi shlukin. Rashi says shlukin means mevusholem harbe moid. If you cooked it very much, ad sheni muchan, you cooked it so much that it became nimuach, it like got dissolved. So you're not yaitzah with morah, that's kamat dissolved. Voloi mevusholem, so this is a big chiddush. Not only if you cooked it so much that it was nimuach, even if you cooked it just a little bit, the regular cooking, Rashi kederech bishol, the way you cook something. If you cooked up these vegetables, this morer, you're not yoytze. If you cook up the horseradish, or you cook up the endives, or the chazeres, the Roman lettuce, you're not yoytze mitzvahs morer. Umetztarfin lekezayis. You can mitztarfin from all these five minim, a little bit from this, a little bit from that, until you have a kezayis of morer. So Rashi, imein loy mi'echot mi'an kezayis. You don't have Roman lettuce enough of it to have a kezayis of it. You have half a kezayis of the horseradish and half a kezayis of Roman lettuce. It's mitzarfim zeim zeim. You are mitzarf to put them together. Even though they don't taste alike, one tastes different than the other one. So what? As long as they all have a tam morer to it. So since you can be yoytze with each one of them separately, if you don't have a shear of each one, but you have a shear together, two or three of them together, you could be yoytze the mitzvahs morer. The yoytze in the klach shalahem, not only the leaves, but even the klach, even the stalk, it could also be yoytze. As by a horseradish, the whole thing is the klach, the stalk. But all of them, by Roman lettuce, these other things, it could be yoytze with the stalk itself, not only the leaves, but the stalk also. Vaitam, uvidmai, if you have these pears which are demai, in other words, you bought them in Eretz Yisrael off an Amoritz, that midrabon, and you're not allowed to eat demai, but that we had before, it's only mitchili, you're not allowed to eat it, that's a chumr midrabonim, but really, if you do eat it though, you could be eitz a mitzvah amoru. Uvimaiser rishon, should not look for mosai. Who are then if you have maiser rishon that they gave to the Levi, and they did not take off true mosai? Like the Gemara before said, it means that you did not take off true magadolo, but instead you rather gave it right away to the Levi. You gave him the Meister Rishon, and the Levi takes off Trumas Meister. Alachrid, you don't have to take off Truma Gedola anymore. O Meister Sheni v'Hegnish Sheniftu. Who are then if you have these Paris, are Meister, these Yerokas, are Meister Sheni, or else they were Hegnish, you were Maktish them, and then you appointed them. You took your money and you said the Kedusha should go off these Paris onto the money. It's Chal the pigeon. Memela, you could be Yaitza Mitzvah Morer with Maisa Sheni after you apply to it. Or else with Hegdish after you apply to it. And we'll see the Gemara's and ask the question, Pshita, like we had the Gemara before by Matzah, the Pshita. And the Gemara before gave to him what the Chedushim was, that you applied there, but you weren't Maisa B'chaymish. You were only applied to the Karen, not the Chaymish. The Chedush is that the Chaymish is not Makiv. The extra fifth that you're supposed to give. So Drashi, with the Maiv and Maisa Rishon, Avo Beteve Loi. But if it's mamish tevel, you do not take off any trumas yet at all, it's awesome to rise to eat it, and you can't be ate the mitzvahs morer with it. The yafagav the maisi eretz rabbonin, Rashi says, even though b'chal yirokis, you only have a chi of trumas the maisi midrabbonin, has midiraisa, you only have a chi to take off trumas the maisi is from Dogon Tirish V'Yitzer, only from the 5 minute Dogim, and from wine and from olives, from grapes and from olives. Everything else is only Midrabonin, there's a chiv to take off Trumas and Isis. So these Yerukis here only have a chiv Midrabonin. Still, Hevele Mitzvah Bobi Avera. Still, you're not Yetzir Mitzvah's Morer with these types of vegetables. Since Midrabonin, it's also Tidit, you didn't take off Trumas and Isis at all. So it's an Avera Midrabonin, you can't be Yetzir the Mitzvah with an Avera of a Midrabonin. Dumya the Yotzir Shein Anokif, the Amorim Bepirkus, that's like we had before. If you have the vegetables that are growing in an Otsuf, Shein Anokuf, it was only Midrabonon, still we say there's a psul of Mitzvah Bobi Avera. So to Gemara, what are these meaning now? Chazeres, that's Chasa. And the Mishnah says this is the first choice, Mashma, that's the best thing to use, which is Roman lettuce. Ulshin, that's Hindavay, that's endives. Tamcho, that's the Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chona Tamchosa Shmo. The name is Tamchosa, which is horseradish. Chachavina, what's Chachavina in the Mishnah? Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Atzavso de Dikla. It's the bark that grows around the palm tree. So Drashi Atzavso de Dikla Siv Hagodo Benichrach Sovelodekum. Some type of a bark that grows around the palm tree. Shekurin Vadila. So that's type of the growth that's edible. You could eat that for moro, yotze the mitzvah moro. Uva moro, what does moro mean? Marisa, that's the type of a vegetable, it's called marisa. Trashi, vihi, pupritz, that's what it is. Moratoni bakapora. Elu yirokois, shodem yotze ben yodecha vosem apesach. These are also the different types of yirokos, vegetables that it could be yotze the mitzvah moro when eaten on Pesach by night. The ulshin, with endives. Uva tamcho, with chrein, with horseradish. Over charchalin, as here he's saying something more than the Mishnah. Over charchalin, over charchavinin, that we have in the Mishnah. Over chazerin, yes. Rashi charchalin, Rashi lo yisparish shemoy. Rashi doesn't know exactly what it is, but he says that type of a vegetable it could also be yetsa mitzvah morer. Over chazerin, the Rashi chazeris. That's the Roman lettuce in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says. Af ulshe sode v'ulshe gina. It could also be used with endives that has another name to it. It's not a plain endive, but has the shame ulshe gina. Even though it has another name to it, still you could be used to mitzvah tomorrow. Shrashi ulshe sode, af agav v'yeshlem shame levoy, another nickname to it. Harayank ulshe gina. Has the regular ulshe and the regular endives is found ulshe gina. Ulshe sode is another type, but still you could be used to. V'chazeres. You can be ate with chazeres also. So the more ulshe gino v'chazeres hotoni l'resha. That's pretty could be ate with regular endives and with regular Roman lettuce. So what's this chiddush? Where's the talk come? This is what the Rudy meant to say. Af ulshe sodem, even endives that has a nickname to it, it's called ulshe sodem. I would think maybe it's a different type of a different type of vegetable. No, you should know it has the same halacha ka ulshe gino v'chazeres. It's the same thing like a regular endives and like Roman lettuce. Just like you could be yetsa with Roman lettuce, you could be yetsa with this ulshe sada, you also yetsa mitzvah tomorrow with this type of a vegetable. Rabbi Meir Weimer, afas bosis, vetura. Another two different type of vegetables. You could be yetsa with them. Omar yirura. This also you could be yetsa. Omale Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi told her Meir, Asvosta vetura echadu. No, asvosta vetura is the same type of a min. It's not one thing. Yeah. Umar zehu yirura. The other girth is chadhu. It's really one thing. Hey, asvosta vetura is one thing. Umar hu. Umar hu, it's bitter. Vizeh umar yirura. It's the same thing as umar yirura. Just so these three different types of vegetables, it's a question of it's three different types. Or if it's just one type. Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel. Elu Yerokai Shodim Yetzivem Yidei Chavos V'Pesach. These are the different type of vegetables that you could use for mitzvahs morer on Pesach by night. B'chazeres, that's the first thing. The best thing is Roman lettuce. B'ulshin, endives. Over tamcho with chrein. Over charchavinon, as we have in the Mishnah, that's also that's this bark around the palm tree. Over charginon. Over har dufanin. Rashi, a duft Rashi, yesh meforshin alushin, another type of a vegetable. We have Yehuda line there, Af Chazeres Yulin. Even this type of a Roman lettuce that has another nickname to it, also it could be Yotze. The Chazeres Galen. Also, these things also Yotze. Even though they have another name to it, it's still called a min, a vegetable to be Yotze with Mara. Shrashi Chazeres Galen, Shem Levoyhu. It's another nickname it has. Merki Yotze Boy, Rebbe Loi Oimer, Mishum Rebbe Loza, Af Arakvulavin. You could yaitza with this type of vegetable, arakvalin. Exactly what it is. Rashi says, arakvalin, the first precise parak shen of the erfin. Atzavsa chazaisahu, siv godel viyav amin liyatzmiu. So some type of a bark that grows around something, and it's a thick thing, it's called a min by itself. You could yaitza with this type of a growth, grows for more. V'chazarti yakol tamidav, and he says, now he went to ask all his tamidim, Rashi shereblezim, he wanted to find one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Lezer that also heard this memra to say that with that Rablevin, or you could be Yotze to Mitzvah Morim. Well, the Kashtu Lichov Evelay Mitzvah, I didn't find any of the Talmidim to ask him to this. But when I went in front of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, he was murdered to my Dvorah, what I heard, that this type of a vegetable, you could also be Yotze to Mitzvah Morim with it. Any type of a vegetable that has some juice coming out of it, that's a min to be yotza. When you cut the vegetable in half and you like squeeze it out, some sap comes out of it. Is mimenu sraf lovin, a white type of a sap, kicholav like milk. That's a simen that it's more, it's bitter, and it can be yotza mitzvah more with it. Kol shapon of machsifin, another simin, that it's not completely green, but it's rather a little bit white, a little bit pale. If the vegetable looks a little bit pale, it could also be yotze mitzvah morer. Shrashi machsifin, ain a yorek moed, it's not very green, kikarsi, ela paldish, a little bit pale. Acherim or other say, acherim oimrim, kol yerek mar, any bitter vegetable, yesh loy sraf, upon of machsifin, like he's been asking to his last two mandiyarmim. That any bit of vegetable has these two simonim to it. That you cut it, inside is a little sap, white sap coming out of it, and also it's a little pale, it's not completely green. Shrashi kol yerek mar, tavayu islay, they have both these simonim. Yesh kloy sraf upon a machlifin. Vein hein simonim mar. That's the simon how to tell which vegetables are good for mar. If you cut it and there's a white sap comes out of it and it's a little pale, that's good. Here's what says now Mishnah Pshiti Yotzim. But even the things that doesn't say in the Mishnah, we make the simen, it's good. The Meister, we're not tzemech on the simen, we only use what the Mishnah says. Vayit Amar Rafuna, Halacha Kacherim. The Halacha is like a cherim also, that if you could make these simonim and tell that there's a sap and it's a little bit pale, you could be Yotzim for Mitzvah Smorah. Moravina Ashkechel Ravacha Breid Rava. Ravina found that Ravacha, the son of Rava, when he went to take Mora for the Seder B'nai Pesach, he used to look after the vegetable that was very, very bitter. He looked for something very, very bitter. His Omalais, Ravina asked him, "My Daitcha, what's your Svar? What are you doing? How come you're looking for such a bitter thing?" The Marisa Tfei, that you think what? The more bitter it is, the better it is to use. So that's why you're looking for something very, very bitter. For Chazeres Tanan, so yes, Ravina asked the Kasha, no. And now Mishnah says, what's the best thing to use? It says the best thing is Chazeres. Chazeres is Roman lettuce that's not that bitter, and that's the best choice. So Mashma, that's the best thing you should use, is Roman lettuce. So how come you're looking after something that's very, very bitter? Chazeres. Shmuel also said in his memory the first one was Chazeres. Mitzvah b'chazeres. The best thing to use is Roman lettuce. Trashi mitzvah b'chazeres. Could the forest time up? Could the rover? Reb Yenison, like we'll soon see why. So I called upon Ravina, had a cash from him. How come you were looking for a very, very bitter herb? What's wrong with Chazeres, Roman lettuce? The Yomar Rova, Rova said, my Chazeres, what is Chazeres Chasa? That's a type of a lettuce, type of Roman lettuce. Now, my Chasa, why is it called Chasa? The Chas Rachmon Alavon, because the Eberstadt Rachmon Asanos. Trashi, my Chasa, my time of Karina Le Chasa, why do we call it Chasa? Mishum de Zecheru, it's a remembrance, the Chas Rachmon Alon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonas on us. It's true, the Mitzrayim gave us a lot of hardship, But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us and took us out. Is Al Malachi Kaima. So you see what? This chasa, this Roman lettuce, is only made to be used for Moreh Pesach by night to show the symbol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out also. So, for Yomer Shmuel ben Achmein, Yomer B'yenisin, Lo Manim Shlo Mitzriyim Kemoru, why were the Mitzriyim Daima Tomoru? Lo Malach. Ma Moreh Zeh Shetchilosa Rach V'Soifa Kosha. Just like Gemara, at the beginning it's soft, at the end it's very, very hard. Af Mitzriyim, Chilosa Raka V'Soifa Kosha. At the beginning they didn't work so hard with the Eden, just later on they worked much harder. But at the beginning they didn't work so hard. So what did Moreh? At Chilosa Rach means at the beginning when it's soft, when it's fresh, it's not so bitter. It only gets bitter, the harder it gets, the more bitter it gets. That's a good symbol for Moreh Pesach by night, to Mitzriyim also. At the beginning, they didn't work. They didn't make us work so hard. No, later we worked harder. Drashi tchilas harakam. V'tchilas nishnabdu lem ayidei tzchar. At the beginning, the Mitzrayim used to pay us. Shoyil soichinois, and they hired us. Moreh soifik kosher. Haklach shaloi miskasha kates. This Roman lettuce, if you let it stay longer, it becomes mamash hard like an eight, like a wood, and that's very, very bitter. So the kids of Ravin asked him, there's no inyot to have something so, so bitter, but it's better to have rather Roman lettuce, which is not that bitter. So Amalei, he answered back, Hadri bi, I'm taka choyzer. Shrashi, Hadri bi, lo yaistifoyed, I won't look after anymore for something so, so bitter, but rather I'll look after something Roman lettuce. So it's interesting. The Sfasem says, the Pshat is that, it's interesting that Zach, in Moreh is supposed to be chosar rachmon olon. Even on the Khur, that's not bitter. Like bitter means, faket, that the Mitzrayim worked with us hard. And chosar faket, that's the gula. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us and saved us from the Mitzrayim. But Matthew, the Gemara say no, both in Yonam are supposed to be in Moreh. In other words, Moreh doesn't have to be that bitter. True, it should be a little bit bitter. But it doesn't have to be that bitter because Gefort, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from the Shibud. So it's good, that's why the best thing is Roman lettuce. Even though Mestam Roman lettuce is the least bitter of them all. A horseradish is much, much more bitter than Roman lettuce. The Pshat is you don't have to take the most bitter. It's not an inyot to have the most bitter for Moreh. It's enough to have just a little bit bitterness. Because Fakert is also an Indian in Moreh to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us and saved us. So Fakert, you're not supposed to take something that bitter. So I call upon him, then you need to take Chazeres to take Roman lettuce. Even though it's not that bitter, but it's a little bit bitter, that's enough. Lemaisa, what to use? Some people don't like to use Roman lettuce because at times the hinder has too many bugs on it and it's not possible to clean it out. So you're better off taking something else, not to be over the issue of eating live bugs. But sometimes if you do use Roman lettuce, you have to check it out very carefully, which is very hard to check it out. You have to first see what it means to look for. You never believe your eyes until you see it. You first see that little white or green spot there, the mamash looks like part of the leaf, and know there's something walking around there. That's why some people, Takalamaisa, use chrein. The next best thing to use is chrein. Eye is very, very sharp. It's too hard to use. So the eitzah is the groz eitzah. The groz eitzah is what you should do is, before the state, before Pesach, grind it up. Use a grater. Yeah. Grate out the horseradish, and you're supposed to close it up, keep it sealed tight with plastic over it. Because otherwise, the mamish won't have any taste at all at night. And then when you come home from davening, at the beginning of the seder, you should uncover it. Put it in a plate, spread it out on a plate, and uncover it then. And in half an hour later, by the time you come tomorrow, it won't be that strong anymore. Then it's edible. So Maisa, then it's edible. You could eat a kizayis of the grated horseradish. Sound with some people, oh, that's the best thing to use. But these are menhagim. Yeah. Right. Omalei Rav Ruchumiel Abaye. Mimai dehai morer min yeriku. Is how does the Mishnah know when the Torah said we're supposed to use morer, it means a bit of vegetable? Eima meriusa de kufya. Maybe it's a bit of type of a fish. How do we know what morer means? It could be a bit of fish. Maybe use that for morer. Rashi says, meriusa de kufya, morer shall dog. It's the gallbladder of the fish. Sheshmai kain. That's his name, morer. And it's very bitter. So maybe that's what he's supposed to use for morer. How do we know the Torah meant to say it means a bit of vegetable? Now the Gemara dum you the matzah. It's a hekish to matzah. Ma matzah gedule kaka, af morer gedule kaka. Just like matzah is something that grows out of the ground, mistama morer is also something that grows. And a fish doesn't grow out of the ground. Drashi ki matzah shrei hukshu. Torah says, al matzah sumorim yachluhu.
You should eat together matzah and morer. So just like matzah grows, hu adin or morer should be something that grows. The yema hirduf, maybe means a hirduf. So Drashi eats, that's a wood or a tree. Shahamtik by Moshe's may morer the arminon neis betech neis shuhoyu mar vu hirduf. It's a very bitter tree. So maybe, how do you know you have to use something that good? You have to use something that grows. How do you know a vegetable? Maybe a bitter tree. Have the Gemara dumi the matzah, daima the matzah. Ma matzah means roim, something that grows that's edible. Is that mar means roim, something that's edible? For the Gemara v'yemar hazifa, maybe it means hazifa. Rashi says means zera, it's a type of a seed. Of the samha mavas lebeimu, it's a very bitter seed and it's poison for animals. So maybe this poisonous seed you should use for mar. Avada doesn't kill a person, otherwise you wouldn't eat it. Well, you're not supposed to kill yourself. But it's a very bitter thing that's poison for Behemoth. Maybe that's what you should use for Moru. Now the Gemara again, Dumi the Matzah. Ma Matzah Shinikechas the Kes of Meiser. Just like Matzah is something that you could buy with the money you have of Meiser Sheni. When you come to your Yerushalayim, you have to buy food. You could buy Matzah. I'll tell you, Af Moru, the same thing with Moru, means Shinikech the Kes of Meiser. It has to be such a food that you could buy with Meiser, with Kes of Meiser. Rashi Yazifein and Nikah because of Meiser, the ain't a pre. It's not called a pre Meichel. The Anan Uchlabina. It's not something you eat. It's not a pre that you eat. It's something for cat you give to animals to kill them. It's not called a pre. So you can't buy it with Meiser. Meiser Shani, you can't use it for Murr. Hey, Murr has to be a vegetable that's eaten. That's an edible thing. Just it has to be a little bit bitter. So the Murr. Omalei Rabba Bar Rav Chonin Labaya. Ema Murr Chad. Maybe only one vegetable is good. Pick one, that's all. How did the Mishnah know to say so many? Shrashi, Eima Morachad Minahu, Manach Yirokas Vlav Kolhani, Elamar Shebekulan. Let's take the most bitter one of all these five Minim. Maybe that's the Mur. How do we know with all five? Because the Gemara Murrim Ksir. The Pasuk says Murrim. Al Matas Murrim Yachluhu. Ksir. The Eima Murrim Trey? Good. Maybe it only means two though. Because the Gemara Dumi the Matzah. Ma matzah minim harbi, just like by matzah before we had five minim, af morer minim harbi. You could be eating with different type of minim of vegetables, you could be eating morer. Omer rabba bar rav hunim. Omer rav. Yerokei shomru chachomim shodim yoytze ben medei chavos v'pesach. The different vegetables that the chom said this is the min that you could be eating the mitzvahs morer with, kulam nizroyim barugachas. You should know vilchas klayim, the avaminer is, it's like one min zera, one min zroyim. There's no issa klayim. You're allowed to plant them all next to one another. Even though there's an issa to plant different types of zroyim, different vegetables near one another, but these five minim are like all one min, and you can plant them together. That's the avaminer. Kulam nizroyim barugachas. So the moral lememer, you want to tell me, to lespul mishum klayim? That there's no way to climb on these five minim of Yerukas. Most of Rabbi Esakasha. It says, a Mishnah climb. Chazeres, if you have this Roman lettuce, the Chazeres galen, another type of Roman lettuce, or else Ulshin, endives, the Yulshay Soda, this type of an endive, or else Karishin, that's leek, or Karishay Soda, another type of a leek, or else Kuspur, the Kuspur Soda, another type of a vegetable.
Rush doesn't say what kuspar is.
Yeah. Or else, chardol, the chardol mitzri, mustard, and this type of mustard, udoloyasa mitzri, viharmutza, and this type of vegetables, enam klayim zebze. These two things, like, are not klayim one with the other. So it's a diuk, what does that mean? Chazeres v'chazeres galin, in. Only that these two types of Roman lettuce, Chazeres and Chazeres Galen, these two are not klayim zebezeh. You could plant these two one next to another. Of a Chazeres v'yul shaloi, mash mechlili though, but Chazeres, Roman lettuce, and endives would be klayim. It's also to plant one next to another. So how could you say the five minim of Al Mishnah are not klayim zebezeh? Zichitayim, maybe you want to tell me. Kula b'hadodi katoni lu, no. Maybe this whole Mishnah means that they're not klayim doesn't only mean these two, but it means all five, fakert, all five, this whole minim are not klayim zebezeh. Maybe that's beyond this Mishnah. So the Gemara, no. Vo'omar Rav, zugoi zugi katoni. Not that the Mishnah says you're allowed to plant, it only means these two. Whereas chazeres and chazeres galim, those two are considered like the same type of a vegetable, you can plant next to another. But avada chazeres and ulshin, you're not allowed to plant one next to another. So Sfakeh, how could Rabbi Barafuna say that all these Yerukas, you're allowed to plant next to another? Here the Mishnah says clearly, only Roman lettuces you can plant together, but not endives and Roman lettuce. You see, there is a din client together. So the kasha on him, have the Gemara, man is royim. The Yomar, what did he mean to say that they're planted together? The Yomar Rav, he meant to say, Nizroyim kilchosin. Enechnami, Havadi, the Issa Kalai is Royim. Havadi, not allowed to plant endives and Roman lettuce next to one another. There would be an Issa Kalai. So that Rav said they're planted kilchosin means the way you're supposed to, kilchosin. So what does that mean? We have before one aruga, six tvachim by six tvachim, you're allowed to plant five different seeds. One at all four corners and one right in the middle. That's the halacha, how much you can plant seeds one next to another, and they don't get yonig, they don't get nourishment one from the other. So tomorrow, kilchosin, kilchosin, yeah, that's what Rav meant to tell me. Tanina, we learned that already, that aruga, if you have a row, you're growing vegetables there. Shishal shisha tvachim, if it's six tvachim by six tvachim, is the halacha zorin b'toichoi chamisha zoroinim. You're allowed to plant inside this shetach, this part of karka, five different types of vegetables. How do you do that? With no isaklayim. Arbu al arba ruchais, and the four corners of it, plant one seed, all four different types of seeds, four different vegetables, and the achas b'yemtza, and one in the middle. So you see clearly you're allowed to plant five seeds in one small area of karka, six tvachim and six tvachim, that's mutter. So what is Rav telling us a chiddush? That the Yerukas now Mishnah, you're allowed to plant like this, we learned already allowed to. What's the chiddush here? And if the Gemara Mal the time, I would think, Hani Mili, when did I say that it's mutter? Maybe only bizroyim. Maybe only with seeds, like zroyim means like seeds, or beans. Av birokas, maybe by vegetables, loy. Maybe big vegetables, they grow much wider, and they need have more nourishment. So maybe you can't plant five in one small karka, like six by six. So that was Rav's Chiddush. Not only beans are you allowed to plant five in one small piece, now even vegetables you can plant five of them in one small karka, six by six. That's the Chiddush Rav. Even Yerukas also amuta. Top Rashi Abi Yerukas loy. The Yerukas yan kitfei. Maybe vegetables have a wider span to get nourishment wider. It will be usher even with a shetach of six by six tzvachim. Kamashma no, still it's mutter. So the Gemara. Lameimer, what do you want to tell me now? The Yerukas alima mizroyim. Did you want to tell me, Havamina, that Yerukas vegetables have a wider span of the nourishment under the ground more than stam seeds, than stam beans? That's why even though beans is chita, you can plant six, five of them in this kaka, but Yerukas, I would think, no. Kamash mon rav, even Yerukas, even vegetables also. If you have a piece of land, six tvachim by six tvachim, you're allowed to plant five different seeds there. But you're telling me it's the chiddush, vegetables is the bigger chiddush. For the Gemara of Yetzanan, we learned just the opposite. We learned like this. Kol mine zeroyim, all different type of seeds. Ein zoyrin bi'arug achas. You're not allowed to plant five different seeds in the same piece of karka, six tvachim by six tvachim. No, seeds grow wider. Mashenken kol mine yerukas, but all different type of vegetables is zoyrin bi'arug achas. Only by vegetables are you allowed to plant five of them in this karka of six by six. So mashma, just the opposite. Vegetables don't grow so wide. The nourishment doesn't go so far. So vegetables you're allowed to plant in this karka, six tvachim and six tvachim, you are allowed to plant of five different seeds. Mashenken zeroyim of seeds, you're not allowed to plant five different seeds. You see, pufakeh, that zeroyim, that they grow wider than vegetables do.